And with that, we will move on to number 8 on our agenda. We'll get a Custer State Park Buffalo auction results. And I believe Mr. Matt Snyder, there he is. Welcome, Matt.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Matt Snyder, Regional Supervisor of Western South Dakota for Parks and Trails. So what we have today is to talk about, it's number 8 in your book, the 59th Annual Custer State Park Buffalo Auction. Prices were very strong this year, as you can see. The averages were up over the last couple years, which was great to see for the program. And as you can see on your packet there, we had 80 registered bidders, 32 were in person, 48 online. That online number continues to grow. That becomes more and more popular. 7 of those online bidders made a purchase this year. 16 on-site bidders made a purchase. And then we had buyers from South Dakota, of course, Nebraska, Wyoming, Iowa, North Dakota, Alabama, Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Texas. So our animals are still going everywhere throughout the United States, which is great to see. A main question that I've been getting is, why did the buffalo prices go up this year? What was driving that? And what staff are telling me is it's supply and demand. A lot of the private herds, unlike, you know, South Dakota, they've been experiencing drought. And those guys have been basically selling animals, so there's less animals to sell this year from the private sector. So guys are hungry for those animals. And then it also led to an individual out of Texas who was contacted us earlier this summer wondering about animals for sale, this and that, and he wanted solely grass-fed animals because that fits into his operation and what he does from a meat market standpoint. So he bought several of the animals from us this year and has plans to come back next year again too and would like to keep that partnership going. So something to note too, we started the season with some good moisture and then it dried up quickly. But even though the range conditions were dry, they were still good. And we're seeing the buffalo utilizing more and more of the Legion Lake fire area due to that reduction in canopy. We're seeing more grass. And we're being able to monitor that through the SDSU program that we have right now where we have so many buffalo collared that's tracking their movement throughout the summer and the winter months. And so that's how we're able to, you know, see that they are using more of that area that they traditionally haven't used because there's more grass there. So. And then the last thing I would state is we're going to overwinter 975. That's typical for us. We usually have a target of 960, but with conditions the way they are, we up that by 15 animals this year. I think in my tenure, the highest we've ever been is right around 1,000. So we're feeling really good about the animals we'll overwinter and looking forward to another great season next year. So I'd stand by for any questions.
Very good. Any questions for Matt? Matt, I do have a question. When we look at the non-residents that have purchased a buffalo, have we seen an expansion in those states that are tuning in and paying attention and purchasing?
You know, I think if I would go back every year, some of these same areas is where those buffalo are going to. I know we've gone to Texas in the past. Tennessee seem and Kentucky seem new to me this year. I'd have to go back and look. So there are guys out there that are looking to do starter herds, and that's where they're coming to us to get some of those animals, and some of those guys that are looking to expand their herds and trying to expand that genetics as well. So seems like every year we have quite a few from out of state, and it varies depending on what their needs are for that given year.
Okay, very good. I only ask because South Dakota seems to be in the national headlines lately, and I'm wondering how and where folks are paying attention to what we have to offer. So
yes.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Any additional questions? All right, very good. Thank you for that update. We will move